Good morning. It is a Friday morning, and we're with our Alan Shar Talk. Alan, I heard your fascinating interview with the Republican in the 19th Congressional District, John Faso. While he says he does not condone a lot of the president's rhetoric, he says the president should not be blamed for what a madman does.
Well, on that we have a fundamental disagreement. I think when you sow the seeds of discontent, and as you blame immigrants, and you take one immigrant and blame that person as if that represents all immigrants who have the idea that they want to come to this country like so many of the rest of us have come or our forebears have come, I think, in fact, the president has tremendous blame here. We do know that this is his technique for getting elected, and so I think Faso is wrong about that. John Faso has a single problem here, and that is that Trump is the president of the United States, and all Republicans have to decide what they're going to do. It's clear that Charlie Baker, the governor of Massachusetts, has put as much distance between himself and the president as he possibly can, and that makes him an attractive candidate to Democrats, who have given him something like a 72% approval rating, whereas in the case of Faso or of Mark Molinaro, they haven't done that. And in blue state New York, that's a terror. You know, John Faso said if Hillary Clinton had been elected president, he would have had no problem being reelected as a congressman. And I think he's right. I think what's happened is that Trump, on purpose, has created this divide. And as a result of this technique, he's got what he's got. So we don't agree on this. I've known John Faso for a long time. I like him. But it is a tough position for a Republican congressman to be in.
New York Times, a profile on Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, as he seeks a third term. It includes this nugget, Alan. He is unlikely to run for president if former Vice President Joe Biden throws his hat in the ring.
Well, I've always felt that Andrew Cuomo has a lot of ambition and that he is interested in being president of the United States. He said during the campaign he would serve out the term. It is just part of being a politician. He has been able to get to the position where he's going to win this election and win big. And when you do that, you know, you are convinced in your own head you could be president. So this would be a thing you might try. What I find interesting is that when the pundits are asked to list the potential candidates for president of the United States, Cuomo's name is never there. So that has to indicate to us that if he decides to declare, would have to come, you know, walking down his own marble staircase and inject himself into the campaign. And if he does that, it's 2018, he'll have to do it really quickly. I don't see it, but who am I? I'm not him.
President Trump has called himself a nationalist, and according to this article I'm looking at in the New York Times, that's a breaking point for some suburban voters. Well, of course, we don't know yet, but how could that impact the election?
Well, he says he's a nationalist. He has never said he's a white nationalist. He says he's never heard that term. Hard to believe. But in fact, he is putting all those people who are marching up here as threats to the United States. Immigrants from the very beginning. Spanish people from the very beginning. Rapists and murderers. And it has worked for him with his core constituency. He is a guy who has no moral compass. He's dedicated to winning. Winning is everything. But there are consequences for actions. And in his case, the consequences are potentially terrible to the point where many people, including me, think that much of what he does, including his attacks on the press, are pre-fascist. And the people that he admires around the world are, in fact, doing bad things to the press. So, for example, Putin, Duterte, and others, dictators. And that is something I think that it's clear Trump admires.
The issue of the Mueller investigation, something we really haven't heard about in the headlines a lot lately. Your thoughts on that, which is running in the background?
Well, David, I've been talking a little bit about a meeting that recently occurred between Rob Rosenstein and the president, in which the question was the president about to fire Rosenstein? Remember that? Everybody thought it was a possibility. Rosenstein goes into the White House, and the two guys come out. They may not have had their arms around each other, but you know, they basically were friends. Rosenstein was terrific. He was going to be allowed to stay. And so that raised with me the question of, what did Rosenstein tell the president was going on in the Mueller investigation? Because you'll remember that it is Rosenstein who is supervising Mueller. And both guys seem to be happy. Now, there is a school of thought, and I happen to be one who subscribes to it, who says that basically Mueller is going to be letting the president off the hook. that the people around the president, they're all going to have to take the blame for everything they've done, including today we read about Mr. Zinke, the Interior Secretary, having tried to profit himself as a potential investigation. That's an allegation. That's what it is. And, you know, the people around the president, just like the people around Governor Cuomo, will get into trouble, but not the principal himself. So that's a possibility. We could only say it did seem like something went on in the White House that day between the two men, Rosenstein and the president. And I don't know what Rosenstein said about the Mueller investigation, but I suspect that the president saw it as comforting. And we have heard almost nothing from Rudy Giuliani now, who is out there attacking Mueller and the rest of it. There have been few attacks on Mueller. Something has happened.
Our political observer, Alan Chartalk, with us. Alan, listeners, take that extra hour this week, and as you set those clocks back, get some rest.
Hooray.
Hooray. We'll be back here on Monday. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, David.